Hey guys, it's Morshed, and you're listening to Unhandle Exceptions Show. Today, we are diving deep into how to get started with Java programming with our special guest, Rami.
Hello, welcome everyone, and thank you for having me on your podcast.
Absolutely. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, it's always a pleasure to be a part of this.
Absolutely. Well, let's get started. Can you share your background in Java programming and how did you get started?
Well, sure. I actually started my journey in Java programming during my high school days when I was first introduced to computer science in general. And since then, I kept using Java and when pursuing my engineering degree, my software engineering degree, I got deeper into the language. So, it's simple. It was a great starting point for me. And over the time, I actually found out why everyone is given positive feedback about learning Java. Everyone is saying, like, Java is the backbone. Java is the cornerstone. Like, I kept wondering what's so special about Java. And that was the first time that I went into Java and I wanted to discover what people were talking about. And it was a fantastic choice, actually.
That's excellent. What made you feel Java was the fantastic choice when you first got started?
Well, of course, I started as a beginner. And at that time, like, the syntax of Java wasn't that hard to learn. I mean, Python, sure. Python's syntax is much easier than Java. But Java isn't actually that hard to, I'm talking about the syntax here. It's not that hard to learn or to understand. So I felt like it was more approachable than other language in that time. And using Java, you can do anything. You can go to web development. You can do mobile development. You can create any type of application software or even game development, actually.
I agree. What are some key concepts and principles that beginners should grasp when they're starting to learn Java?
Okay. When starting with Java, I think, I'm not talking about Java. I'm talking about any object-oriented programming language. So, of course, you have to go through the basic stuff. We're talking about variables, data types, the if and else and loops, and then you can shift from there to the object-oriented programming principle. Why I keep talking about this OO principle is because nowadays we're not talking about algorithms, we're actually talking about entities and how they can behave in our program. So let's imagine together you are someone new to IT, new to programming, new to everything, and you want to start learning programming. So you have to go through the basic stuff, the fundamental. You have to go through variables, what I've mentioned, the types, the control structure. And then after getting a good grasp of on these, you can go to learn about the OO concepts. You'll learn about classes and objects, and you can even go deeper to inheritance. And using these two, you can start building actually robust applications. We're talking about software like desktop applications or even mobile or any other platform application.
I know when I first started out Java programming, I had challenge understanding inheritance, polymorphism, and other complex term. Do you have any advice how someone can learn those concepts better?
Java? I mean, you're talking about the OO principles right here.
Yeah.
You're talking about inheritance, polymorphism. Actually, what I advise people to do is to just, it's not that hard, actually. I don't know. I think even if you choose a concept or a course on Udemy, a course on Coursera, you can like try to learn about the concepts and then try to apply them on your own. You have to understand how Java is actually going to behave when it gets your code. I hope that was clear. I don't know.
No, that totally makes sense. So signing up for any like an online course or even a YouTube video or a tutorial, and maybe go through that tutorial and course, that will help. That will be a good start for someone.
Yeah, it's not. Let's not keep it to theory only. I mean, when we're talking about OO concepts, it's like a huge part of it is on theory. But when you practice it on your own code or on your own environment, you'll better understand what's going to happen inside the machine or inside the environment of Java.
And Java has changed a lot in the last couple of years. What tools and development environments do you recommend for someone getting started with Java?
I'm an old school, actually. I use Eclipse for Java development, but I'm pretty sure you can use like VS Code or any other, but I advise people to stick with Eclipse. It's really easy to create projects in it. And it has like plugins. You can even add any plugins you want. When you have Eclipse and you have like the JDK, the Java Development Kit installed in your computer, you can start coding Java like at this point. And it's not only that, using Eclipse, you can even add in some plugins. I'm actually like these days, I don't know if you want, if you know these, the cards that goes in the ATM, what are they called?
I'm not sure.
I don't know, that one with the credit card, like you have a credit card, you go to the ATM, you put it. Well, Java and Eclipse, you can code those cards using Java, which was interesting for me to learn. And as usual, you can always, do some web and serverless programming also on Eclipse. That's why Eclipse is a fantastic choice for beginners and advanced.
Very nice. Are there any plugins you highly recommend someone, especially when they're learning it and help them learn better?
Well, if you're a beginner, just stick to the native Eclipse. Don't use anything. Just start to build your code. Try to understand what's the code you're writing, like why you write that line. I mean, you can get a plugin that will help you or something, but you should know all about the basics and the fundamentals first, and then you can choose whatever you'd like to go.
Yeah, and that brought up another question about ChatGPT and Git Pilot. Do you recommend someone to start using AI tool when learning Java programming language, or stay away from them and focus on the basic first?
Well, that actually depends on the level of on your level. I mean, if you're a total beginner, you don't know anything about programming, just try to build up a knowledge on your own pace. And after building that knowledge, I mean, I have no problem with the copy-paste mentality. I really find it interesting because everyone can copy and paste, but it's not about copying and pasting. It's actually about understanding the code that you're going to use. So, and I really say this in many, like, a podcast or anything, like you're at the job interview, the first thing that you do when you get a problem is to try to look into Google it, try to look for a solution. And if you find a solution, try to understand it and implement it. If you don't find a solution, you can go ahead and build your own solution. So the first reflex that I advise people to do is try to Google it, try to find it. I'm sure someone else got a solution for that problem.
Yeah, and you're right, and fully understand the solution, not just, you know, code it and hoping it will work.
Yeah, that's actually a pretty common mistake that beginners do. They don't understand the code, but they copy it and paste it, and in their mind, they're not actually thinking about how Java is going to behave when having their code. It's not like I'm against that mentality. Try to understand it. It's okay to copy and paste, but try to understand the code so you can utilize it.
So you brought up one common mistakes beginners make. What other common mistakes and pitfalls beginners often encounter in Java programming or when they're learning to programming
Java? You're talking about the learning journey, right?
Yeah, learning journey.
Oh, so I don't know. Nowadays, people want to do everything as fast as possible. And I think that's a fatal mistake if you're trying to learn anything complex. And here we're talking about Java. Go on your own pace. Don't try to build your application the next day. No, learn about the concepts, the fundamental, and then everything will come within time.
Yeah, just take it slow and steady. When you're learning this new technology or tech stack.
Yeah, that's right.
What are some best practices for code organization naming conventions in Java?
Well, Java is object oriented language. Right. So the naming convention is not something like I'm going to decide or you're going to decide. I'm pretty sure it's lowercase. The first word is lowercase, and then you can try to apply uppercases. But I'm sorry, what was the question again? I've been lost.
Like a best practices. Like any best practices you recommend for someone getting started in Java? I mean, it could be a coding organization or naming conventions or anything in general that you highly recommend someone getting started.
Oh, yeah, I've understood the question the wrong way. But you can always, as I mentioned, like in this episode, in the last episode, you can always go check Udemy, go check Coursera. But I advise people to actually start with the free stuff. Like YouTube has huge resources about Java. And of course, as we talked about copy and paste, you can go to communities like Stack Overflow. You can use ChatGPT. And I'm pretty sure using all of these, you should be able to get any resource or any documentation or get any question answered about Java, and this will help you in your learning journey.
And what are some significant design pattern any Java developer should be aware of?
You said design pattern? Are you talking about design pattern?
Yes.
Well, we're not talking about beginners now. We're talking about someone who knows how to code with Java. And there's actually a common term in the IT community, which is like you write a code and somebody sees that code and says, that code smells. Well, for our viewers, you can go Google that, but I'll try to summarize it. What does it mean that your code smells? It means that you have an error or a misunderstood in your design pattern, which means you have a method, for example, or a class that have hundreds of lines. I mean, it's not a problem to be that long, but if your class is 100 lines, of course, you got a missing entity, you got a missing class you didn't design, you got some misunderstanding in the documentation. So, I'm pretty sure design patterns are important in Java as they offer like solution to common problems. So, and essential ones for Java developers include factory, and they will help in creating well-structured and maintainable code.
That's good to know, the factory pattern. And do you recommend any fun and interesting projects that beginner can undertake?
When you have Java, you can actually do any project you want. But if we're talking about something fun, I'm going to talk about my experience.
Sure.
So I started with trying to build a library, I think. Yeah, library utilizing the CRUD operation. It was something simple. But what I learned is that that simple project is the backbone for every and any management system out there. So either it's management books, management cars, management project, management anything else, it's the same. It's actually the same crude operations. And after that, I went in to try something fun. So I went to create a game using Java. And that's where I started game development. But it wasn't as fun as I expected it to be. So from then, I shifted back to building desktop applications. That's why I advise people to first start with the basic, which is management. Like, do your CRUD operations, a link in your Java to database, maybe try to learn some about databases. After that, you can try different stuff that you can use with Java. Either it's mobile, you can go from there to mobile, try new stuff and see if you want to continue in that way, or maybe game development, or you can do anything you want, actually.
Okay, so starting with something very simple, like maybe desktop application or a web application or even a console application that simply does some arithmetic operations or CRUD operation, like creating, updating, deleting, reading from a database.
Exactly.
Okay, and start from there. And once your skill is very solid, then maybe go on, go do something more complicated, like building a mobile application, etc.
Yeah.
So as we are finishing this podcast, can you tell us three most important things that you want listeners to learn from this episode?
Yeah. I mean, I always say this and I always keep saying this. You have to master the fundamentals. I know we live in a time that we rush to do everything fast, but we have to focus on understanding the core concepts and principles for Java so we can lean on these fundamentals later in the future. So first advice is you have to really, really master the fundamentals. Take your time, go on your own pace. Don't rush to create projects. Learn about the Java and then you can create projects. And this will bring us to the next point, which is you have to engage in projects to reinforce your learning. And now you've mastered the fundamentals, go ahead and engage in projects. And practice will make, they say practice makes perfect. So this will help you keep moving on and keep learning while applying what you've already learned. And lastly, be part of the community. You can simply connect with other Java developer or other coders. You can seek help. As we mentioned in this episode, you can go to Stack Overflow, you can go to Reddit, and you can continue to learn through various resources and platforms. And why not? At a certain point, you can become that Java developer that's going to help people. That's people who are new are going to ask him and maybe go ahead from there and create some courses. That's the pattern or the thing that I'm doing right now. I've actually created a course on Java algorithms and data structure on Udemy. And yeah, these are the three takeaways that I have to mention.
Well, thank you, Rami, for sharing those wisdom. Well, all right, Rami, it's been a pleasure having you on the show today.
Thank you. It's always a pleasure to be part of your podcast. Thank you Absolutely. For having me. And yeah, goodbye.
Yeah. And to all our amazing listeners, your support means a lot to us. If you enjoyed today's show, please hit the subscribe button. Plus, for exclusive update, don't forget to sign up for our email newsletter. To do so, simply click the newsletter sign up link in the description. We are very excited to have you on board and wishing you a fantastic day ahead.